Okay, for Hollywood, a new foreign language film, Caramel, opens in Los Angeles and New York tomorrow. It's from Lebanon. It's a personal story of women in Beirut. It deals with subjects that are controversial in that region, homosexuality and infidelity. NPR's Shireen Meraji has more.
In Caramel's opening sequence, the camera glides over a long table laden with a thick, brown, sticky substance. Painted fingernails dip in for a taste. The movie is intimately shot, and many of the scenes take place in a tiny beauty salon. There, women are waxed with sugar, lemon, and water that, when boiled, becomes caramel.
I wanted to show a different Lebanon, a Lebanon that you don't necessarily know.
Nadine Labaki, a stunning Lebanese beauty with impeccable fashion sense, directed, wrote, and starred in Caramel. Don't expect the typical wide shots of the decaying Beirut skyline or neighborhoods pockmarked by bullets.
When I got the chance to really express myself through a film, I was not going to talk about the war again. Sometimes you want to completely forget.
Labaki's female characters are different ages, from different religious backgrounds, but they're all trying to make sense of living in a cosmopolitan city with strict cultural traditions. In fact, Labaki struggles with some of the same contradictions as her character, Layal.
She looks like a very modern woman. She's in her 30s. She owns this beauty salon, so she has her own business. She dresses in a very modern way. She drives. But at the same time, she's someone who still lives with her parents. As a filmmaker also, I'm someone who is working in a field that is not easy for a woman. I travel a lot. I do my things. I dress the way I want. I consider myself to be a very free woman. But at the same time, until I got married, I was still living with my parents.
Labaki's character is friends with Nisreen, the vivacious hairdresser who's not a virgin and hides it from her strict Muslim fiancé. And there's Rima, the tomboyish shampoo girl who steals glances at beautiful women on the bus but never talks about her sexuality. Labaki chose non-professional actors to play all the roles.
I wanted the film to be as real as possible, and I wanted them to be exactly who they were. I didn't want them to act and to become someone else for the film. So I've asked myself also the same thing, and I was being myself in certain situations.
Caramel touches on issues taboo in the Arab world: sex before marriage, infidelity, homosexuality. But it's all done subtly, without nudity or sex scenes.
I don't think that you get anywhere if you want to cross the line, because it will only create clashes and people won't hear what you want to say. For me, it was important to say things softly. It's also my nature. I'm not somebody who likes to provoke.
Labaki insists that had she made her movie solely for a Western audience, it would look exactly the same. Shireen Meraji, NPR News.
The film Caramel opens tomorrow in Los Angeles and New York.